the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs post-game show. We're now joined by Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. Coach, it was a game of momentum. You guys got the early momentum, and then that second period, you guys weathered the storm and come out on top once again. Overall thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I mean, second period, I think we were just flat all around. We came out pretty strong. I was happy with, had a good first period, I thought. But like I said, got a little flat in the second, but came back with some great energy in the third and was pretty pleased with that.
Stassi kept you in the game there in the second period. Peppered constantly. There was a five-minute stretch where it seemed like the puck was down this end of the ice for most of it, and you guys kept it together, even if you were flat, kept it together, and then allowed you to win the game.
She stayed very poised back there, so like you said, did a great job for us in helping us weather the storm.
You guys get four different goal scorers tonight. Another big night from Chelsea Blackburn, two assists and a goal. We've talked about it before, but you know, when you get scoring up and down the lineup, Rachel, Chelsea, Katie again, it's a good sign. Is that a sign of the depth of your team?
It really is, and so it's nice to see that really on any given night it can be any person that's going to put the puck in the net, and it really helps us in terms of the momentum of the game, where we know any line that goes out there's a chance they're going to score.
Yeah, we've talked about answering goals with goals before, but I don't think I've ever seen quite that fast those two goals in that third period. I mean, you could just feel the energy just leave the arena as soon as you guys got that. What was the moment like on the bench there when Katie banged that one in 20 seconds after Chelsea had scored?
It was pretty exciting. It was just, you know, when you have one goal after the other, you just really feel that momentum building, and it was something we needed to finish out the game. And it was just an exciting moment because obviously we've been putting the puck in the net, so it was nice that we started to do that again.
So you guys had kind of, we talked about it pregame, the odd schedule with the weeknight game. You guys certainly passed the test.
We did, so I'm very grateful for that.
You guys get two practices now to prepare for Oswego State. Penalty kill looked pretty good tonight. What's going to be the big emphasis in practice the next couple days?
I think we're really going to need to focus on the discipline in the D zone like we always do. I think that's something that's really important in every game that we play, and would like to see our power play be a little more successful. We had chances, but I think not that we had that many power plays to work with, but when we go up on a power play, we need to know that we're going to get out there and score. So I think it's going to be a focus to make sure we tighten up on that, and PK did well, so we just, you know, make sure we stay consistent with that.
Well, you're talking about PK did well. You guys, second-ranked PK coming into tonight. The number one is Oswego State, so that should be something to watch this weekend. But enough about Oswego State. We'll talk about them on Friday. Enjoy the bus ride home and the last couple practices, and we'll see you in New York.
Thanks so much.